drives right into the lane from the right side, goes up, and he is hit hard on the way up. Hits that floor with authority. And it's going to be a foul against Ubley, their fourth team. Time or no, going to the line for two. Fouls against number 40, Cole Majcik, his second. The official discussing to Mark Krug exactly what's happening here. So both teams are.
I didn't see any signals as far as who called timeout.
Oh, Ubley called a full timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well with 2:15 left in the third quarter. It's 25-25, all tied up from Ubley, Michigan.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Neco grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Tommy Morneau at the line shooting two free throws. The first one is good. Gives a one-point advantage to the Hatchets, 26-25. And a second free throw coming up here. One rule change this year is those in the lane for free throws can move into position and upon the release of the free throw, as the second one is good for Tommy Morneau. 27-25, Bad Axe leading Ubley with 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Kabosky for three, actually a long two from the left wing, rebound by Bisher. And this one is in and good. Tied at 27. That's Bisher's first points of the night. Tommy Morneau dribbling down to the lane, back out to Brown, who goes right back to the right elbow. John Messing had it for a hot second there at the top of the key, back to Morneau, over to Brown, left wing. Forwards doing some work down there. Sutton gets it on the left block, and he bounces this one off the backboard and in for two. Nice post move from Andrew Sutton, gives a two-point lead back to Bad Axe. 90 seconds left in the third quarter, 29-27. Mirop in the corner, dribbling, picks up his dribble, long two from the wing, no good. Rebound still loose, and they say last touch by Sutton. Out of bounds, Ubley ball.
I think Coach Piccolo wants Mirop to work the ball a little bit more.
He's in Jeffrey Wright, right wing, drives into the lane, lets it go. This one's a little short. Rebound by Bisher. This one's a little too long. And we have a double coverage there from Ubley and a held ball. And possession arrow goes to Bad Axe. Time or no, bringing it up for Bad Axe. Also out there, Jared Brown, John Messing, Mark Krug, and Andrew Sutton. Excuse me, Mason Krug, not Mark Krug. We have a whistle. Appears to be against Bad Axe. It'll be the sixth team foul. And it goes against Andrew Sutton. Looks like a little bit of extracurricular activity going on in the post down there. So Ubley will get the ball. 29-27, trailing by two to the Bearcats. To the Hatchets, excuse me. With 55 seconds left in this quarter, the fourth quarter is coming up. Jeffrey Wright drives down the lane and releases it as Dustin Jersey stays back. And that's going to be counted as a foul. The foul is against number 11, Jared Brown of Bad Axe, his second. And the seventh for the team. So the rest of the way out here, Ubley will be going to the charity stripe. Jeffrey Wright, 1-1 situation. And the first one, no good. In fact, he's actually shooting two here on the shooting foul. The rest of the way out will be at least one free throw. 29-27, Bad Axe leading Ubley. 48.2 seconds left, and the second free throw is good. 1-point game, 29-28, 45 seconds left. Morneau flying down the court, loses it, and somehow comes into the hands of John Messick. Down to the left block to Mason Krug, in for two. The crowd likes that one. Krug now with 6 points a night, a 3-point lead for the Mason Blue.
It was a heads-up play by John Messick finding Krug.
Jeffrey Wright drives out of the lane. This one's no good. Rebound, Mason Krug. Momentum swinging to the Bad Axe sideline. 20 seconds left here. And Andrew Sutton gets it on the right block, extended, and he can't hang on to it. Out of bounds, ugly ball. Ninth turnover of the night for Bad Axe, the second of the third quarter. 17.8 seconds left. They feed it to Jonathan Bisher. Back to Kurt Kabosky. Over to Mirop, coming across the timeline, right to left across your radio. 10 seconds remain. Being guarded by John Messick, trying to force him to his left. Goes to his right now. Mirop picks up his dribble. Jeffrey Wright now, top of the key, a long two, lets this one fly, no good, and there's the buzzer. And at the end of the third quarter, Banach extends the lead by one more point. They're up by three, 31-28 over Ubley, the fourth quarter coming up.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
And on to the final act, 31-28, Bad Axe leading the Ubley Bearcats by three in a tightly contested game. The largest lead for Bad Axe has been 5 points. Currently, it's at three. Ubley, though, is in the single bonus. Bad Axe with 7 team fouls. Ubley with 4 fouls, so they have a few to give here. Start this fourth quarter. It will be Ubley ball right to left across your radio. Jeffrey Wright against Brown, dribbling right down the middle of the lane, and then the floater is short, and they're going to say he pushed off, and it's going to be an offensive against Jeffrey Wright. His second only on the night, and the 15th foul for the Bearcats. So Ben Anks gets the ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
And for the Bearcats, number 14, Trevor Trpesky.
Trpesky checks in for Jeffrey Wright. He's going to have a quick breather here, as well as a quick conversation with Ken Pickla. 7:50 left in the fourth quarter, 31-28. Bad Axe with the ball and the lead by three. Brown over to the left wing against Mirop. Dribbling. Mirop very close there. Back up to Morneau. Being guarded by Kamoski at 6 feet. To the right elbow to Krug, who drives down to the lane. No good on the shot of the bunny from the right side. Rebound Ubley. Here comes Kamoski. Kabowski retreats. Bisher now has it left wing, trying to feed down into that post. Nothing there. Number 30, Logan Lemke back in the game. Back to Mirop for the left elbow jump shot. No good. Rebound Brown in the hatches. Pushing it down the court. Over to Krug for the jump shot just inside the two, and it's good. Mason Krug starting to come alive here. He has 8 points, 6 in the second half. Kurt Kabowski for three. This one's good. So he's fired right back. And it's back to a 2-point game, 33-31, Bad Axe by two. And Mirop picks the pocket of Morneau. He has a wide open layup coming up, and we're tied at 33. The 10th turnover for Bad Axe on the night. Simon Morneau, top of the key, tied at 33. Mason Krug at the right elbow, right wing. Back to Morneau, being guarded by Kabosky. Dribbles to the right elbow, picks up his dribble, gives it to Krug. Back up to Morneau, over to Brown, left wing. Being guarded by Mirop. Takes the three, no. That's a little bit of a jealousy shot there, and brought in by Mirop. 6:10 remains in the fourth. All tied up at 33.
I think they have.